You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harmony? Do your helpful snowman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. Doing a little lunchtime recording today. So here's what I thought I would do, because it's been a while since I could. It's been a while since we've done a show where we answered some questions. Help the people, as in the name of this show. So I got this book, an electronic book, of questions from Reddit AMAs, Ask Me Anything. And I was reading through it, and some of them I was just like, Jesus, these are terrible answers. And then, you know, I had that, like, could you do any better? And then I was like, yeah, I think I could, as a matter of fact. So I think I'm gonna do it. So what I'm gonna do is read the questions, but then I'll just answer them myself. Fuck the real answer, quote unquote. These are questions for, let's start with Ronda Rousey, who we probably know as the lady who punches other ladies in the face and is therefore our hero. I have like this real thing about Ronda Rousey because I feel like everyone's like, oh, well, she's making it in a world, you know, where a sport dominated by men. And she's making it big in that world and is popular through the same thing that men are popular through, you know, which is Ultimate Fighting. Although I'm like, well, how many Ultimate Fighter men are like really popular right now? I don't know any, but I don't care about that. But also, I feel like, well, I guess congratulations on being popular for doing one of the things, well, that men are known for doing, but that we're not particularly proud of men for doing. I mean, it's weird to me because, like, I respect the amount of fitness and all that it takes, but also I'm like, you kind of, like, punch other people in the face for a living. Like, you damage other people's bodies as a job. How excited am I supposed to be about, like, what you're doing for freedom or something? I don't understand. I don't really get that. But anyway, so let's see what kind of questions I can answer as not Ronda Rousey, but sort of Ronda Rousey. What's your go-to hype music before a fight? If I had to come out, I had this dream when I was a young man, and here was the dream. I wanted to become a professional baseball player and come out to Iron Butterfly, is that what it's called? Iron Butterfly in Agata DeVita, which is a long-ass song, like 15 minutes or some shit. And so I'd come out, and, you know, they play that music when the baseball players go up, usually a Nickelback tune. That's what I discovered when I went to the baseball game. Usually something terrible. I don't think baseball players really understand, like, a jam that's, like, representing them or how to get pumped up or anything, because they just have these terrible songs that don't make any fucking sense. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is my song I'm coming out to. This is going to be awesome. So I'd probably come out to that one, because it would take 17 minutes, and then I would hit a home run, my first at bat, my first swing. You know, I'd pay the pitcher some crazy amount of money, because I'd be like, I just need to get this one home run, and then that's it. And then retire with a perfect batting average. That would be great. You would live on forever with that story. Whereas, you know, you could have a mediocre baseball career and whatever. So what song would I come out to? I feel like everyone probably comes out to, like, metal or some kind of horrible hip-hop song. Or, like, a Nickelback-y song. I don't know. I don't know what kind of taste. So I go to this website to find exercises for the gymnasium. and I'm embarrassed because it's bodybuilding.com, and it's an embarrassing website to have. Because, like, I like having the different workouts. I like having these workout plans, not because I'm like, oh, how do I get in shape, but because you don't have to decide what you're going to do when you get there every day, right? It's like, oh, well, I know I don't have to spend my energy deciding which things to do today. I just do the things that someone else tells me to do, and it's much easier. However, the downside, which is significant, is that, like, you have to go to this website, and you see, like, oh, the one I'm doing right now, it's like this guy, and so at the top of every post, they have an Instagram he's done, which is him at the gym, or him in on a beach somewhere, or whatever. And he's like this really ripped monster, and you're like, oh, God, that doesn't look fun. But sometimes they'll put up playlists of music, you know, or they'll say, like, here are some of my favorite jams for when I go to the gym. And they're always, like, terrible. I mean, inevitably, Eminem's Lose Yourself is on there. Usually something by a band like perhaps Disturbed, that seems like a popular choice, or an AC/DC, a more classic option. So what song would I come out to? I think I would just choose to come out to like a Lucero song, just because I'd be like, well, my fucking fighting career is not going to last long. So at the very least, maybe I'll promote them somehow a little bit this way. So that would be my choice. Let's see. Do you sometimes wish your fights would last a little longer than just a few seconds? Oh, that's a suck-up question. Fuck that. Do you ever think, finish her in a Mortal Kombat announcer voice when you're taking down an opponent? In all seriousness, what's your top piece of advice for young and not-so-young women looking to get into MMA or other competitive fighting-oriented sports? Oh, okay. So what's my advice for women looking to get into MMA? Go to Old Chicago in Greeley, Colorado, the night of an MMA fight, and just see the people who are watching that, because those are going to be your people, okay? Just go there the night of an MMA fight. Watch these disenfranchised young men just staring at this TV, caring about a thing that they're not even betting on or involved in such a way, but it's also, it's gross. It's really gross. So do that first. Who is your favorite Mortal Kombat character? Oh, Sub-Zero. That's obviously... Who would pick... When people pick Mortal Kombat characters and they're like, Liu Kang, I'm like, Liu Kang? I know he's supposed to be kind of the Ryu, the main guy, but come on. He doesn't really have superpowers. I mean, at least Johnny Cage, it's like Johnny Cage is an asshole, but he also does the splits and punches people in the balls, which is fucking hilarious. It's hilarious to watch in the Mortal Kombat movie. This is how Johnny Cage defeats Goro, the giant four-armed beast man. He just does the splits, punches Goro right in his balls, and I think he falls off a cliff or something like that. Because you're like, well, yeah, if you got boing-oing in the balls, cuckoo, cuckoo, and then he goes off the side. If you were a gym master in Pokemon, what special type of Pokemon would you have to fight trainers? Oh, I don't even know. Favorite male fighter to watch in the UFC? None. Can you please tell reporters to stop asking you and Dana about Cyborg? It's getting old. What? I don't know what that is. What is your sincere opinion about Cyborg? I don't know what Cyborg is. You said Fallon Fox should not be fighting women in MMA matches. That's a transgender athlete. Okay, so what should a transgender athlete fight women? So if I go from male to female, should I fight women or men, I guess is the question here. Well, that's an interesting question because, honestly, I guess this is one of the things that I think is, like, always hampering these discussions of, like, the differences is, like, well, at some... Do we acknowledge that there's a biological difference or not? Because if we're like, there's no difference, it's just how you feel, then why is there even a men's and women's category, right? I was just talking to Poon Master Flex last night. We were talking about, like, when people buy wedding rings and engagement rings. If you listen to, I think it's episode 2 of this show called What Say You, maybe 3. They have a hilarious story about buying wedding rings. Basically how it's an expensive scam. Like you go, you buy one, then what you do is you pay $100, you go get it appraised, and then they appraise it for slightly more value than what you bought it for. And then, you know, if something happens and you lose it or whatever, then you would get some money back because it's like insured or whatever, which is fucking dumb. It's like the whole thing is dumb. But we were talking about wedding rings and engagement rings. And I was like, I think if I got a wedding ring, I would just want, I saw they had basically silicone rings. It's just rubber. And I was like, I think I would want that. I think that would be the most comfortable. I don't want to wear a metal ring. I don't really, I'm not like a jewelry guy. If that's not what it's about, if it's about like, oh, I have a partner, then I would just want that. Like, that's the simplest possible thing. And then if I fucking lost it, I could replace it for like $12. Because I feel like the chances of me losing a wedding ring are 100%. 100 times out of 100 times, I think I would lose a wedding ring. So I think it makes sense for me to have something like that, right? But we were looking at other wedding rings and stuff. I'm not getting married, by the way. This is just a thing we were talking about. But, you know, even the cheap ones were expensive. And I was like, you know, I think if we have true parity in the world, what we should have is either a new tradition where if a dude buys someone an engagement or wedding ring or both, there should be like a reciprocal gift of equal approximate value, whether that be emotionally or financially, right? Because, you know, we're looking at some, and like an inexpensive, $2,500 is not like an expensive ring, right? And I was like, man, for $2,500, you could spend like 5 days in Vegas. Just that would be everything. You know, your flights, your foods, your stays, all that stuff. You could have a pretty good time for $2,500. Or imagine if you just decided, like, I have $2,500. I'm going to buy a plane ticket to City X. I'm going to stay one night and basically challenge myself to spend this entire $2,500 in one day. How much better does that sound than a ring? To me, it sounds 1,000 times better. 2,500 times better. Or, here was suggestion B for having parity. Is like, all right, a guy buys a ring for engagement, and then, you know, you buy the wedding rings, and that's two rings. What should happen is the cost of all three rings should be added together, his and hers, and then divided in two. That's what makes the most sense financially. Equality. I'm all about equality when it benefits me financially. So anyway, this whole issue of gender, transgender, all this kind of stuff is like, well, if someone identifies as a woman, how can they fight men in the mixed martial arts universe? But also, how can they fight women? And it's like, well, if you think, I mean, I feel like Ronda Rousey's all about, like, women can do what men do, right? So, I don't know. If you could fight any historical figure, who would it be? Oh, that's a good question. I mean, the obvious answer is Hitler, right? Because then you could beat up Hitler. But what if he beat you up? That would be really embarrassing. I would fight Shakespeare. Because I think it's personal between me and him at this point. I think he deserves an ass-kicking on behalf of high school me and everyone else I've known who has been to an American public high school. I think he deserves an ass-kicking, that's for sure. Would you like to go on an actual date with me? I'm an indie pro wrestler / military soldier. No. Would you ever consider entering WWE after you retire? No. Do you worry about the amount of control the media has over your image? Oh, that's dumb. I just heard this thing. Poonmaster Flex told me this thing that made me so mad. It, like, ruined my Saturday morning. Because, like, I've been really trying to avoid the internet and, like, outrage issues and all this shit. And so then there was this thing of, like, Kanye West is in trouble because He said in a song something about Taylor Swift should fuck me because I made her famous. And then people were really pissed off at him. And they're like, what a misogynist, da 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 da. Then he went on a Twitter rant where he was like, and see, the things that you have to say to even talk about these things like they're normal. You're like, he went on a Twitter rant. And I just wish, I wish I was the person who was like, I don't know what that is. But I do. And he did it. And, you know, he was like, oh, it's art and blah, blah, blah. But then he was also like, I called Taylor Swift and we had a long conversation about this. She was cool with it and suggested some things and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hold the phone. Hold the fucking phone. First off, being mad about what Kanye West says in a song is like so beneath humanity. I can't even describe, like, who cares? But also, I'm like, who gets to be like a bad guy anymore? Because who the fuck is going to say something about somebody in a song? Who's going to say something bad about someone in a song? And then they're like, well, I better call her first to make sure it's cool. Fuck that shit. Fuck that. Are you kidding me right now? If I were Taylor Swift, all I would have to say is like, I thought that your wife was the one who was fucking people to get famous. And not even you, by the way. She was famous for fucking somebody who wasn't famous before she was famous for fucking you who's famous. I just don't get it. I don't know why. I don't know what's happening. I don't understand. Hold on just a second. Okay, there we go. So anyway, there we go. I was just furious. She told me about it like right when I woke up, and then we were in the kitchen and I was making coffee, and I'm like, I'm still mad about that. I'm still mad that this is our world, to be honest with you. What kind of world do we live in where rappers, and he said like his dream is to be a designer at Hermès. Like the place that makes scarves that my mom wants, that's what your dream is? Jay-Z's making songs about Tom Ford? What the fuck is going on? What in the hell? What happened to everybody? When did people turn into this? I'm just confused. Okay, I'm incredibly inspired by your eating disorder recovery through UFC. When I was struggling with anorexia, I felt so weak and powerless and feel so strong after recovery. How does it feel to conquer something so daunting? How does it feel to have conquered my eating disorder? I eat too much. The other day, I got two calzones, planning to take one to work and eat one that night, and I just ate both that night. And now, whenever I get calzones, I get two with that plan in mind. And like once or twice, I've eaten both, or one and a half. And I get endless shit from Poon Master Flex about it. Like when I get the two, she's like, oh yeah? Are you taking one for, quote, work tomorrow? Which means to eat right now also, and then just be so full, and then you complain about being so fucking full. And it's like, hey, screw you. Do you feel that overcoming childhood apraxia of speech has helped you become a tenacious fighter? Are there any messages you'd like to send to kids out there struggling with speech? I'd also like to know what you liked and didn't like about speech therapy and what you wish your speech therapist did for you. What do I have to say to kids who have speech therapy? Just do your fucking speech therapy. Lose your lisp or whatever, and then you'll just live a much better life. Do it when you're a kid. It sucks, but everything sucks when you're a kid. This is something that's worth your time. There you go. What would you rather fight, 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? That's dumb. Duck-sized horses or horse-sized ducks? Are they attacking me? I guess the one duck. I feel like I could handle that. I mean, what does a duck have? It's got a giant corkscrew penis. But I understand that that's kickable. So there you go. All right. Oh, Spike Lee. This should be interesting. What do you have to say about the time you tweeted George Zimmerman's incorrect address and endangered an innocent lady's life? I didn't even know that happened, but that is hilarious. Way to go, Spike Lee. Good one. Well, What do I have to say about the time that Spike Lee did that? That was fucking dumb. He probably shouldn't have done that. This is probably why it's a bad idea for older people to get involved in things like Twitter. Because it's like, they don't seem to understand the ramification. Also, I just don't understand. Like, that's fine to do. What did you hope to accomplish, even if it had been the right address? Oh, he just says it was a mistake. Well, that's easy to say. I mean, what do I think Spike Lee was hoping to accomplish? I don't know. I think he was just trying to make somebody scared, right? Do you ever look back and think that on occasion your mouth might have gotten you ahead of your thinking? Do you look back at any particular public statements with regret? Do I think that's ever happened to me? I mean, of course. I don't know if my mouth has gotten ahead of my thinking, but I think sometimes the things I think are very stupid and probably better not said aloud. Is that fair? I think that's pretty fair to say, right? You listen to the show. Would you say that's a fair assessment? Would you say that the time I was talking about putting my mom's dildo on my face while I was, like, nearly dying in a snowstorm and it could have been the last thing anyone ever heard about me, do you think that was a mistake? I do. Can you tell us a cool anecdote you've wanted to share? Okay, I'm not going to talk about this because this is, like, all politics. Let's just skip to somebody else. What I'm going to do is go to the table of contents and just see, oh, Barack Obama. This is the person I should answer questions for, I think. What was the most difficult decision that you had making during this term? What would be the most difficult decision I would make as president in a term? Probably, probably the decision to start wearing them stupid blue suits. What is with presidents and wearing navy suits? Not a good look, guys. Just call the guy who did the wardrobe for Mad Men and just be like, just pretend I'm on Mad Men and do that shit for me, okay? Because this is fucking crazy. What's the first thing you'll do? Oh, this is from when he was getting reelected. What's the first thing you'll do November 7th, win or lose? I mean, you're getting reelected, so you're still the president, right? I don't know. That's a good question. What would I do as soon as I knew? Well, that's, how can you even ask? That's a fucking dumb question, because it's like, assuming that when you win or lose, you're going to do the same thing, right? Should be like, what would you do if you win, and what would you do if you lose? So I guess if I won the presidency, I would just be like, great, I guess we'll just keep doing this for 4 more years, and then I'll probably stay up all night thinking like, did I even fucking want to do this for 4 years? I mean, you can't, has a president ever done the 4 years and then just be like, no thanks, I'm done, I'm good. I did what I wanted to do, I don't want to do this shit anymore. Because I feel like I might do that. I feel like I might be like, you know, I'm kind of interested in getting on to this, like, book tour speaking engagements thing where I make a lot more money and I don't have to live in this fucking creep house with all these goddamn ghosts in it. Okay, let's see. I'm a recent law school graduate. Despite graduating from a top school, I find myself unemployed with a large student loan debt burden. While I'm sure my immediate prospects will improve in time, it's difficult to be optimistic about the future knowing that my ability to live a productive life, to have a fulfilling career, to buy a house, to someday raise a family, is hampered by my debt and the bleak economic outlook for young people. I know that I'm not alone in feeling this way. Many of us are demoralized. Your 2008 campaign was successful in large part due to the efforts of younger demographics. We worked for you, we campaigned for you, and we turned out in record numbers to vote for you. What can I say to encourage those in similar situations as I am to show up again in November? What hope can you offer us for your second term? Well, I would say this is what you get for believing in a politician, fucko. What were you thinking? You're like, oh, he'll fix all my problems. He's not going to fix shit. None of them fix anything. What's the things they've fixed? Give me a break. But also, here would be my advice to you, okay? You've got this thing here. You're like, a productive life, which is having a fulfilling career, buying a house, and raising a family. I would say eliminate one of those. Okay? If you can eliminate one of those things, think how much money you'll save. Because what costs more, your education or your house or a family? I promise you a family costs more than an education. So if you feel like you can't afford that, just cut one of those three out, reduce the pressure, and then if you get to the point where you think you could do that shit. Nobody ever thinks about that. It's like, oh, having these kids is like, no one ever thinks about, oh, well, I guess I might have to give up on something else financially in order to have a family. Like, a family is a choice to make financially as well. I saw the biggest douche at the gymnasium. Well, it was like the biggest douche was talking to the second biggest douche. And the second biggest douche is the one I'm going to talk about, which will make it sort of unbelievable that the other guy's a bigger douche, but trust me, he is. And it was douche on douche. And the second biggest douche was talking about, like, oh man, I can't wait till my shoulders come in. It's going to be fucking amazing and all this shit. And then he was talking about how he had 5 or 6 kids. And he's like, yeah, my oldest is like 7 and all this stuff. And they're like, the other guy's like, oh, cool, you know, whatever. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, I don't have to take care of them or anything. They live with their mom like 5 hours away. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Good thing you had so many that they could just live with their mom super far away and you could just never see them. That sounds like a good thing. Sounds like a great arrangement. I'm very happy for you. I'm happy that that's worked out so well. What the fuck? Don't have a kid if you don't want to raise a kid. Here's my advice for you, all right? If you are excited about, quote, your shoulders coming in, end quote, don't be a dad. It's not time for you to be a dad. If that's something that's exciting for you, if you're talking to the biggest douche in the gymnasium about how the most fun thing is to smoke a blunt and eat a bunch of Fat Shack, then you don't need to be a dad. I'm not saying you can't. I'm not saying that people can't make the switch. I'm saying just don't. Don't do it yet. It's not your time. You seem to have other bigger things on your mind. Let's see. What are you going to do to end the corrupting influence of money in politics? Well, I had this idea the other day, actually, of what does it... I wonder if there's anyone who puts out a list of, like, who's the most brokest candidate? Like, what's the candidate on the ballot who has the least money? And can you just vote for them? Because I don't know if this is a good idea, but I think it might be. I mean, if you look at the current candidates, this is the problem I have, is I don't particularly love any candidates ever. Like, none of them, it's always about voting for the one who's the least horrible, you know? And I'm really tired of that. But maybe this, so at least this is a codified way to do it. I don't know. That's my answer. Are you considering increasing funds to the space program? Yeah, I totally would do that. Everybody thinks, I heard this fact the other day that made me so upset. Because it was like, basically NASA is broke because they can't patent any of their shit. You know, when they invent all this stuff, they can't patent any of it because they're, you know, like publicly funded and stuff and taxpayer funded. So they can't like sell the things they've made. That's fucked up. Because, you know, if they could sell the shit they made, they'd be rich as hell. They'd be, like, the richest company in the world with the amount of things they've invented and all that. And it's like, okay, NASA, we need to stop thinking about NASA as, like, oh, it's for going to Mars, and start thinking about NASA as, like, hey, this is, like, the one, this is probably the best think tank ever made, you know. Whether that was its original intent or not, this is probably the best non-wartime innovations ever come up with. And yes, we should definitely be doing that. There's no downside to it, guys. Give me a fucking break. Care about space! That would be my campaign slogan and bumper sticker. Care about space, damn it. How do you balance family life and hobbies with being the president? Yeah, this is like a weird thing. I was thinking last night, I was like, I wonder if a candidate has ever run under the premise of like, I don't have a wife, I don't have children. Because I don't think it's appropriate to be the president and have children. Because you're either basically not raising your kids or you're not doing your job. If there's ever been a job where it's like you need to be married to the job, I think it's being president, right? Also, I think that maybe the age restriction, I don't know, is a little old. But maybe I'm wrong on that. I just feel like, well, wouldn't it make more sense for people who are like willing to be married to their job for a few years? Or like, why don't the presidents we have ever be president and then still have to go back into the regular world? You know, like, okay, here's the world you made. Now get a job. I mean, that's never happening, right? I don't know. I got all the answers, right? Okay. That's all the time for questions I have today. Thanks for your great questions, Reddit. Let me put up a little thing and LOL. We'll see you guys next time, huh?
You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone dogs in? Are they in harmony?